Welcome back to the Kaufman Show. We are now joined by Paul Langlois from The Tragically Hip. Their new album, Now for Plan A, comes out tomorrow, or I guess if you have iTunes, tonight at midnight. Now,
that's right.
This is hey Paul. You're joining us live right now from essentially the Tragically Hip store in downtown Toronto right now, right?
Yeah, weird. Yeah. Really, we've never had a store before, but yeah, we're getting used to it.
What brought about this concept?
Oh, I don't know. There's lots of people taking credit for it. I don't actually know whose idea it was, but yeah, you know, it was just kind of we were mulling over what to do for the actual release, the CD release, and yeah, someone suggested, you know, why don't you do sort of a pop-up kind of thing where you play, you know, you hang around the store all day and play a few sets and meet some people and that kind of thing. So, yeah, you know, we're quite happy with the CD, so we thought, oh, it'd be kind of fun to try it.
Looking at the pictures of it on social media, it kind of has that feel of the old Much Music shows back in the day on Queen Street, when you guys would sort of lean out over the barriers and play for the fans on Queen.
Yeah, a little similar to that. Yeah, certainly yesterday that we're in an area called Kensington Market, and it was sort of a, you know, a festival of sorts already going on down here. And yeah, so we were basically in the window of the store and playing. And then today we moved kind of to the back of the store. And the store is actually, it's called the supermarket. It's actually a kind of a restaurant-y bar kind of place. And yeah, everyone seems happy. We're having a good time so far.
So the new album, it's been streaming on SoundCloud for a couple of weeks. I guess a bunch of fans have gotten to hear it. But new producer, new experience, I would imagine. No Hawaii this time. How was it making the album?
Yeah, it was great. It was a bit of a marathon leading up to it. You know, I think we were kind of a year and a half in the writing process, and it's not like we were together all the time, so we're just kind of getting together here and there. And you know, we were, the songs were good, but I think we were all just kind of waiting to be really excited by it, and we weren't. And so then we brought in Gavin Brown, who we kind of all knew a little bit, well, at least to, we knew who he was. And anyway, he was great. We hit it off with him right away. And once he got involved, and we continued the writing process with him, you know, sort of just, you know, taking part, being there, sort of objective ears. And yeah, I had a great time recording with him, and it all went smooth, and we all had a good time.
What songs on the album stand out to you?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, specifically with songs, you know, there's certainly there's some variety, you know. And the, you know, the thing about this record is we played it all at the same time, chord included, with singing, and we just recorded, you know, versions of us playing the song live in the studio, which kind of sounds funny. I mean, you'd think that's how you do it. That's not really how it happens very often. So, you know, I think that comes through on the record. You know, some of the Goodnight Attawapiskat is a tune that seems to be fun to play, Modern Spirit. We're just kind of playing them for the first time in this little store situation, and so far so good.
Goodnight Attawapiskat is one that actually jumped out at me when I first listened to it. After reading the Joseph Boyden article in Maclean's about your trip to Fort Albany, I imagine that song is kind of the response to your trip, right?
Well, it's certainly a response. Yeah, and you know, that trip all affected us, and you know, in a good way. It was good to get up there and just kind of try to shed some positive light onto the communities up there, you know, on the James Bear Shore, just that are struggling, Attawapiskat especially. And hey, you know, there's great people up there, and you know, they're living their lives, and they're not you know, it's not all about complaining and negative stuff. They're actually great, fun people, and we had a great time. We weren't in Attawapiskat, but we were in Fort Albany down the way of it, and yeah, we just had a great time, and we were grateful to Joseph for inviting us up there.
We're in conversation with Paul Langlois from The Tragically Hip, Dave Kaufman, and Jay Farrar.
Hey, Paul, it's Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Jay.
Just a little memory before I ask my question. I was at Woodstock 99, and I'll never forget it, the sea of Canadian flags and the fans not letting guys coming in close to the stage unless they show some sort of Canadian ID. There was like a lineup, a barrier that they had formed, and they wouldn't let anybody get close to you guys if they weren't Canadian. So that was just a great memory of I had, and I saw you guys there, and it was a great show.
Thanks.
I know you're a hockey fan, and I know you're close to the game.
And a Habs fan at that.
So he is perfect. Perfect music, perfect fandom. I mean, the obvious question is your thoughts on the current lockout situation.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would really be able to offer anything new perspective-wise. You know, I certainly feel like probably a lot of other fans do, a lot of other people that follow the game. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, partly uncomfortable to watch both sides, you know, arguing over a pile of money. But at the same time, you know, if I had to come down on a side, I'd lean a little more towards the players than I maybe would have in the last one. You know, I don't know all the issues in the, you know, and the bargaining agreement inside out at all. But I don't know, 50-50 always sounds like a good sort of way to go. But, you know, I mean, I was glad to see they talked this weekend. But
you just want to see some hockey like the rest of us, basically.
Yeah, you know, I do have, you know, living in Kingston, I'm hoping it helps the Frontenacs, the junior team there, you know, just to get people because, you know, attendance-wise, they could use a little more support, and maybe, you know, without the NHL in the first part of the OHL season, maybe that'll help the Frontenacs. But that's about the only positive I would see.
Well, if we're seeing a Tragically Hip winter arena tour, it might give you guys a little more wiggle room picking out your dates.
Yeah, well, you're probably right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, I think we all know that that hockey will be back, and just got to find other things to do. Watch the Ryder Cup, I guess.
Well, we can also call that my backwards way of asking you when there's going to be a winter. If there's going to be a winter,
and if you're coming here.
Oh, don't worry. I was aware you were doing that.
Ryder Cup, you can't escape the golf stuff, eh?
No, it was big, actually. We were in the store here yesterday with no TV around, so it was kind of killing me that I didn't get to see that. But so I was following that pretty closely.
And
to answer your previous question, we're going to tour. We're going down the States in November and December, and we're going to tour Canada soon after that.
Good. We hope to see you guys in Montreal. It's been a long time since the just under an hour set at Oceaga a couple of summers ago.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was fun. No, we always enjoy Montreal every time.
Now, next weekend, you guys play a show in Hamilton, Ontario that is both the first and last ever concert at Ivor Wynn. Any thoughts on that?
Pretty excited about it. You know, it's Saturday night, so we're hoping for some good weather. And you know, I think there's going to be a good crowd there. You know, it's a shame the stadium's closing, but all good things, you know, and it should be fun. We're feeling pretty warmed up, so you know, kind of jumping in from this little tiny store that we're playing into a much bigger venue, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, I wish I was seeing you at the tiny store, but you know, Montreal is home. I will be making the trek down to Hamilton next weekend to see you guys with good local Montreal boys, the Sam Roberts Band.
Love those guys. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're playing with us too, and always nice. Played a lot of shows with those guys over the years.
Yeah, several here that are pretty up there on my list, Paul. I want to thank you so much for your time tonight. Really appreciate it. Know you have you still have a show to play tonight. So
yeah, we're going on pretty soon, I think. That's
awesome.
What I'm hearing.
Good stuff. We'll see you down the road, and always appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks. Great to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, we'll see you.